Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Hirons, who's with Canon Design in Chicago and is the Director for Corporate Interiors. Mark, how you doing?
Very good, thanks.
We have been in contact in many ways recently. We do a Visions Design Award every year, and you won first place in the corporate environment for your Follett project. And you also have written a recent designer forum for us on that project in the issue that's going to be at NeoCon. So more people can read about your work there. But I wanted to talk to you about work in NeoCon. Before we get to that, though, let's talk a little bit about your background. Looks like you've been at Canon Design for 21 years. Is that right?
That's right. I have an architecture background, and I started off working on large international projects at SOM, and then I spent a little bit of time at another smaller firm. And the more I worked on it, the more I realized that I was working a lot of sculpture, but I really wanted to work on understanding how people were using the buildings. And so I switched to OWPMP, which later merged with Canon Design. We've led the corporate interior practice and grown it. Here we are 21 years later.
Yeah, okay. And you went to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and that's where you finished and got your architectural degree, right?
Right, right. That's where I got my master's degree, correct.
All right, good. Let's talk about NeoCon. That's kind of the topic of the day. It's basically less than a half a mile from you, so I'm sure you probably go every year. Tell us how you work that show. I mean, obviously the elevators are a problem. Do you go up to 11 and just walk down? And tell me how you usually do it.
Well, definitely go for the stairs. Mm-hmm. You really have to target what's most important for you to see.
Yeah.
And in that context, use it a little more strategically. Certainly, it's a different perspective if we're bringing clients from their perspective of what they need to see and be focused about it, as opposed to might be more of a overview perspective from a designer's insight, mm-hmm. which obviously, once you get to Wednesday, it clears out a little bit. It's a little easier to get around and look, kind of get in and see the product and kick the tires a little bit better, too.
Yeah. So do you go all 3 days?
Typically, if I have a client, it's probably one of the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. And if there's an event or something that I'm involved with, one of those 2 days. And then usually on Wednesday, it's maybe the afternoon or the better part of the day to be able to talk to people a little bit more specifically about product.
You know, the interesting thing about that is a lot of people see this as a 2-day show and the third day is a student day. So if you go that third day because the crowds are lighter, you may not be able to talk to the head product creator who can tell you about the inspiration. Have you ever run into that problem?
Yeah, you want to pick your battles, if you will. So yeah. If there's something that you're, again, very interested in doing, you know, go target it and go do it. You know, you want to make sure that you're connecting with people and the insights and the opportunities that you want to. And that's where some of the fun is and you know, the activity. So absolutely, you just have to see what you really want to ultimately focus on and then go for that.
So are you taking a client this year?
At this point this year, we took a couple last year. This year, we don't have anybody immediately lined up, but we know that sometimes they call up last minute and they want to come by and see something too. So invariably, in some fashion, we probably will.
Let's build your credibility just for a few minutes. We'll talk a little bit about Follett. And you've also done the Clorox headquarters recently. So I've looked at some of the pictures on your website. It looks like you like to use hard surface in the public space area, which can be very reflective acoustically. And it looks like you use both polished concrete and terrazzo. And then you like to use carpet in the collaborative workspaces. Is that right?
Right. Well, and I think in some cases, too, it's a reflection of the quality or the character of what the company wants as a kind of an experience. Mm-hmm. So in the case of Clorox, it's the idea of basically having a very kind of open feel. They were coming from a very kind of traditional high-cubed environment that did not have a lot of energy, and they really wanted an innovative environment that spoke to an openness. And being in the East Bay Area of San Francisco, they really wanted to bring the daylight in, open the space up, and then have a choice of different types of settings. So having the different materials on the floor reflect both circulation as well as bring the daylight in, but also allow for quiet and more acoustically private spaces in the work areas help provide a good canvas backdrop for the types of activities that were being afforded there.
Yeah. So let's talk about Follett, an educational content company. And it looks like, according to their website, they say they touch about half the schools that are out there and provide educational content from pre-K all the way up through higher ed, right?
Right. They're definitely in a transformative position. And when we starting with them, where they were merging about 5 different groups together, mm-hmm. traditionally known, as you said, as kind of a bricks and mortar bookstore on campuses, but they're leveraging a much broader e-commerce learning platform for K through 12 through college through obviously adult learning as well. Mm-hmm. And in that mindset, you know, really wanted to bring all the different entities of Follett into one culture. in one environment that helps facilitate a very dynamic and energetic context that has a reflexive passion for learning.
Well, somebody in your firm submitted this to us. We had about 50 entries in that one category, and it won first place. So very interesting interior design, a very good integration of the flooring with the overall concept. Tell us a little bit about collaborative workspaces. That seems to be a big topic today as the panels. You said a minute ago Clorox had a high panel environment. I mean, the panels are coming down. There's more and more areas where you see workers just look like they're working in big rooms. So talk about that, if you would.
Sure. So, yeah, there's a lot of sensitivity. I think that the fact is you really have to understand what the client's culture is, what their work functions are. We do a lot of visioning, workplace strategy with our clients to really best understand how they can work and be the most effective at different ages and different cultures and different tasks that they're doing. And then what we do is start mapping and developing environments that help facilitate that. So in many cases, people are, you know, obviously reticent to be completely walled up in all offices or completely being in an open environment where there's absolutely no choice of privacy or type of teaming. So you have to find the right mix, if you will, the right recipe, and you leverage the right ingredients for the types of collaboration that are appropriate. So if it's more open teaming, if it's privacy or enclave rooms nearby or huddle spaces, it's the type of scale of neighborhoods, the layout that affords some visual privacy in some cases that helps people in a more open environment be more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Certainly the impact of sustainability and daylight and wellness are all affecting that more open environment as well. But we realize that we want to be sensitive to creating a stress-free environment. So offering people some privacy and teaming areas nearby are key.
Yeah, that just seems to be the big wild card is how do you offer a employee an area that's not distracting and yet take down all the panels so that the light from the windows comes in. It's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think if we've leveraged a lot of what we call more proximity planning, so really being thoughtful about within about, you know, 10, 15 steps from where your desk is, in any given scenario, you have a choice of a couple different settings of which to work. If it's at your desk, an open teaming area, or a nearby room where you can shut the door, or there's something more semi-private. So if it's part of a teaming scenario, in some cases people do want to be passively integrated into the conversation. In other cases, they don't want to be distracted, and that's where you go off to a little bit of a nearby room.
All right. So most of the people that are in my audience are tuned into the flooring industry, as you might well imagine. Are there any things you've seen recently that are inspirational to you from a surface type?
From the flooring perspective, because to your earlier point of the openness, the floor is becoming more and more of a canvas, and how it can be leveraged is both, added interest, but also a quality perspective from a sense of character, warmth, as well as acoustics. How it blends the space together, incredibly important. How it basically can enliven with color and pattern. I think it's getting richer and richer in the last couple of years, and I think that's a wonderful thing because I think, especially in the economic perspective, while things are going very well, a lot of clients are still being very thoughtful about how they're spending money and if they're going to spend it on carpet. Regardless, in some of these areas, having it have a stronger statement and impact is even more valuable. So those are all vital things that are going to be critically important going forward in the next 5 years as well.
You know, if you Google your name and you get to your picture on the Canon site, you have a quote there that says your goal is to create a work environment that inspires. So is there some flooring that you're using that is inspirational?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've used materials in some cases where we had a client that had more of a television studio perspective where we had something that was more reflective, and then we leveraged that with a black carpet that actually had some thread in it that actually had a character to it as well that had some sheen to it. So, finding what the client's story is and then relevant, using those materials to help enrich that story and make it, particularly meaningful for them and unique is really what part of the fun is, but what makes a difference for each client.
All right, great. Mark, I appreciate the time this morning. Again, been talking to Mark Hirons, who's the Design Director for Corporate Interiors at Canon Design in Chicago, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.